At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Alex Warren, Ordinary, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. Last night, Justin Bieber dropped a new album.
What?
They're calling it a surprise release.
Yeah, no kidding. I had no idea that this was happening.
I think we've had an idea because we do know that back in April, he went up to Iceland, and this was all over his social media, how he was finishing that album. And then I think we were all kind of like, okay, well, when is that album going to drop? And then for the past few months, all we've been hearing is how Justin Bieber's going crazy and he's being very vague on his social media, dropping cryptic posts. Mm-hmm. And he had a really bad breakup with his management company and how his marriage might be in trouble. And then he goes ahead and drops a surprise release album.
Just to add a little more to the excitement here.
It's called Swag. It's his seventh album, 21 tracks.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot of tracks. And we're going to play them all right now.
Oh, really?
No, we're not.
Okay, good. That's a little too much this early in the morning.
I only have access to 3 tracks.
Okay.
So, and I have not heard these yet. This is Justin Bieber, new Justin Bieber. It's called Daisies.
The way you got me on in my head.
I like it.
Okay, yeah, I dig it.
I do. Sounds like classic Justin Bieber right
there. It really does.
Another new Bieber track. This is Way It Is. All right. I'm liking this album.
Ah.
One more.
Yeah, let's do one more.
Things You Do, new Justin Bieber that dropped last night.
The little things you do that driving me crazy. Oh, yeah. So little things you do that's driving me wild.
Like I said, it was a surprise release album, so I'm sure that all of our bosses, they're going to get together today if they're not on vacation, and they'll be like, okay, are any of these going to be played on the radio?
Which one is it? Which one is it going to be out of 21 tracks?
Which one's going to be the hit song? So there you go. Again, the new album from Justin Bieber, surprise release last night. It's called Swag. Thank you for being here this morning. Friday morning, we have good vibes on the way. Red Flag Friday is coming up this morning. This is the red flag that you may notice in your relationship, and you're wondering if the relationship can even continue with this red flag. We'll help you diagnose that. 7:25 this morning, and Alyssa's College of Knowledge is back as well. 7:55 and 8:55, the Q Morning Show. Dochi, anxiety. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Hopefully you're not dealing with anxiety this morning.
Hopefully not.
But if you are, I may have some ways to help.
Ooh.
Because I'm reading an article here by a trauma therapist. Her name is Dr. Anita Phillips. And she says you can deal with anxiety in just seconds. And she has two ways to do that.
Oh.
She says the key is to slow down and check how you're feeling, especially when you wake up and you're worried about things like meetings or something to do with your kids. She has two exercises. One of them is called tension release, and we can do it. We can demonstrate it.
Okay.
She says you breathe in calmly, and then as you breathe out, you tighten up your entire body. Then you breathe in again, and you relax everything. So, and then as you breathe out, so you tighten up.
So you tighten everything? I still feel pretty anxious.
I might need to practice this a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't like that very much.
I don't know if I'm doing it right.
I don't think I did that right at all. That didn't make me feel very good.
But she says making your body tense on purpose and then letting it go helps your mind feel more relaxed.
Okay, so one more time. So you breathe in and then letting the air out, you got to tense everything up. And then breathe in again, but make everything all loosey-goosey.
Okay, I think I did it better that time.
Okay. I think I did it.
Let's try another one of her techniques. This is called the VOO technique. So here's what you do. You take a deep breath in, and then when you breathe out, you make the sound VOO for as long as your exhale lasts. The vibration you feel helps work anxiety out of your body.
All right. So we gonna do it?
You take a deep breath in.
All right, I think that helped. I think that did something. I like the VOO one.
I think Dr. Anita Phillips is having some fun with us.
I think she might be. That's okay.
She's like, look what I can get these guys on the radio to do. I can make get them to make this VOO sound.
VOO!
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Shaboozy. Friday morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Today is the last day of Prime Day.
It's the last day of it. There's been four.
Should have been Prime Days.
Should have been Prime Week, really.
And I've been good. My wife hasn't even gone on the website this week. She hasn't ordered anything.
Well, good.
Same for you?
I only did my one order of stuff that I already had in my cart, stuff that I knew I wanted to get regardless. And so I placed that order. Most of the stuff wasn't even like super on sale, but some of them had like 10% off, 15% off. So might as well save a couple bucks.
Amazon, there's a woman in San Jose, California, who has been living her own Amazon nightmare.
Oh, no.
Because she has been receiving hundreds, and I mean hundreds, of boxes sent to her home filled with car seat covers.
Why?
And they won't stop.
Is it Amazon that's sending them? Did she accidentally order them?
It is Amazon that is delivering these boxes to her house. So what has happened is, you can go on Amazon and you can order these seat covers.
Mm-hmm.
And the seller is a Chinese seller. And I can't even pronounce the name. It's Liu Xiandian.
Okay.
Or something like that. And for some reason, this company in China has this woman's address listed as their U.S. return center.
No.
So anybody, anywhere in the world, who is ordering these seat covers from this Chinese company, and they don't like them or they don't fit or whatever the reason why, they are sending them back to this woman's house in San Jose.
And they just keep piling up.
And her name is Kay. She has been, this has been going on for more than a year.
Wait a second. More than a year?
She's been buried under mountains of Amazon packages every day.
What? Oh my God, that actually does sound like a nightmare.
She says she has filed 6 complaints with Amazon. She has refused deliveries. Amazon has been trying to help, and they've been giving her a $100 credit. $100, that's it? That's all they offer this woman?
That's all? Meanwhile, her whole, like, probably front porch is probably filled with these things.
Every day, packages come and block her entryway.
That's what I was going to say. Imagine even just trying to leave the house. Like, go outside through the front door. There's probably just boxes and boxes and boxes and packages.
So it has to be more than Amazon that is delivering them, right? Like, Amazon should not be delivering any boxes to her house, you would think.
I wouldn't think so, but hey, I'm not... What do I know?
So it's also got to be coming from FedEx, UPS,
yeah.
Post office.
I'm not sure. Either way, that sounds awful.
It has to be. Like if it's Amazon cannot be returning any packages to her house. Anyway, Amazon said that they're working on it. They're investigating the seller's policy violations and they're working on a fix. But the nightmare continues for Kay, who I'm sure is not an Amazon Prime member.
Not anymore. I'm sure she never wants to see another Amazon box again in her life.
Like, she can't get any of her own stuff because her entire porch is filled up with...
car seat covers.
Yeah, that's it. Car seat covers. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Thanks for being here. It's Q104. Thank you for connecting with us this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So I have 4 morning habits that successful couples use to strengthen their bond every day.
And it has to be in the morning?
Yeah, it says morning habits.
Okay.
This according to a relationship expert. She says, number one, couples should say hello to each other in the morning. It's basic etiquette. It's telling your partner, I see you, you're alive, I'm alive, I appreciate you.
I actually might think that Bryce was like kind of mad at me if he just said hello in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting like a good morning, sweetie, or like a good morning, how'd you sleep? Like, I'm expecting something more than hello.
Well, I think hello would be the bare minimum of what you should be doing. Of course, we can't do any of these things. Considering that I don't see my wife Monday through Friday in the morning. We just text each other in the morning. Like, for instance, she'll text me. It's usually some sort of a complaint about something.
Like what?
Well, this morning she texted me, Will's bedroom window was wide open, meaning that he was hot last night, so he opened up his window.
So he opened the window.
And the air conditioner was on.
Oh, I see the problem now.
So that's... that's how we communicate with each other.
Yeah, that's your morning communication with Paula.
Number two of 4 morning habits that you should use with your SO. Successful couples should make small, loving gestures for each other. And that could mean making coffee for your partner, putting out their robe, setting up their breakfast bowl. These actions show I went out of my way for you and I am celebrating you today. Just by pulling out a breakfast bowl. That's
Wowza.
Celebrating your partner, I guess.
I guess so.
I used to make, because I make my coffee way before Paula gets up. And what I used to do was I used to remake coffee and set the timer. But Paula keeps unplugging the coffee machine for some reason.
Why?
Because she's using other devices in that same area.
Oh, gotcha.
So now, the timer is never right. So it just blinks now.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I can't, it's like, okay, I want to make you coffee.
It's the thought that counts.
At the time you give up. But I don't, you know, it's 4:30 in the morning. I can't figure out how to work the coffee machine to reset the timer. So I will not be making you coffee. So
you're doing your best.
We're not celebrating each other that way. Let's see. Number 3 on this list, 4 morning habits that couples use to strengthen their bond. Just spend a few minutes together in the morning, even if it's just having coffee. Just that connection time in the morning that reminds the other person if your day gets stressful, we're here together, and that's what really matters.
I feel like sitting down for a couple of minutes in the morning, if Bryce and I did get to have morning time together, it would stress me out. I am always running late. I do not have time in the morning to just willy-nilly sit down and have a cup of coffee.
Oh, I could see that.
Absolutely not. I'm running around. I'm slamming things. I'm trying to find something that I can't find. That's every morning.
Is there such a thing as a leisurely wake up and get ready for your day?
Not in my house, there ain't.
No.
Not in my house.
Finally on this list, successful couples include physical affection somewhere. So it's either a kiss or a hug before that other person leaves for the day. Again, something that I'm not doing. Like, I'm not going to, like, I have done this before where I'll get out of the shower and she's in bed and I'll lean over, I'll give Paula a kiss on the cheek or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm afraid of waking her up at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, what are you kissing me for?
Get out of here.
Get out. Go to work. I get to sleep for another 90 minutes.
Right? That's the glory of not having to wake up as early as we do.
Oh, these relationship experts, they mean well.
They do. They do. But there's just no way for us to to put these into action, unfortunately, without like brutally upsetting our spouses. Could you imagine if I woke Bryce up like before leaving in the morning just to say like, good morning? Oh, he'd be so mad.
Yeah, it's just not practical. All right, this morning, Red Flag Friday. So this is mostly for people in new relationships, and they've just started seeing someone, dating someone, spending time, and then they've realized that, wait a minute, this isn't right. This could be a red flag in the relationship, and that's what we discuss. And we'll help you figure it out. Is it a red flag or not? It's coming up on the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Q Morning Show. Q104, you've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Red Flag Friday. Let's bring in Brielle in Twinsburg. Brielle, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us about this guy. Tell us about this red flag that you've noticed.
All right. Okay, so, you know, I know this maybe won't seem like a red flag to most people, but I just want to preface that the reason why I feel like this is a red flag to me is because I haven't even met this guy yet.
How have you been interacting with this guy?
Okay, so, you know, we've been talking on Hinge for, I don't know, maybe like a week and a half. And we have been planning on getting together for drinks tonight, but I kind of feel like I want to bail because he sent me a really big, huge, super embarrassing arrangement of red roses to my work yesterday with a card that said, "Can't wait to see you Friday."
To your work?
Bold.
To my work. I know. It's I couldn't even believe it.
Where do you work at?
So, you know, I work at a dentist's office and there's only like 10 of us. Mm. So everyone definitely noticed.
That was going to be my question. Is it like a big office? Like, did everybody see? But yeah, 10 people, everyone saw.
Yeah, it's not huge. And, you know, everyone knows each other. And I already don't like having the spotlight on me. So it was so embarrassing. My absolute, like, worst nightmare. So, you know, I don't know, like, am I crazy? I think he's just, like, coming on way too strong, and also, like, I'm not much of a flower person, and he probably definitely wouldn't have known that, because we haven't even met yet.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, this stuff is just, like, not my thing, and it just gave me the ick.
I'm going to assume, Brielle, that you mentioned to this guy where you work.
I did. You know, I mean, we, like, talked about it, but, like, it's just so embarrassing.
But what I was going to say is where the red flag would come in to me was if you didn't mention to this guy what you do for a living or...
Oh, and he just figured it out?
Right. And then he Googled her and then found out somehow that she works at this dentist office and then he...
Oh, yeah, that'd be a blaring red flag.
Right. But you did mention to him what you do, even though you haven't met him and you've only been having text conversations.
I mean, I did, but, like, I think he definitely did a little more sleuthing, so that's, like, even more ick.
Yeah, Brielle, you mentioned that you said right up at the top that you said this wouldn't seem like a red flag to people. I think this is a red flag.
I do, too.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I also think it's a red flag. Anything where it's, like, you're bringing your workplace into it, especially, like, you've never met this guy. And he's making a big to-do in your place of work. I don't like that.
It seems too, before you even had a first date, he's sending roses to where you work. I think that's a big, major red flag. 216.
It's pretty intense.
216-474-0104. Am I wrong? Alyssa agrees with me.
Yeah, I don't think you're wrong. I think that this is a red flag.
216-474-0104. Also, should Brielle still go out with him tonight? I think we need to cover that.
Yeah, we are getting down to the wire on this. She's got to make a decision.
216-474-0104. Red Flag Friday, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Red Flag Friday. We're talking about Brielle, who has a date tonight with a guy.
It's a first date, also, we have to preface. A first date. She's never met him before.
They haven't met, but they've been talking. They met on Hinge, and... So the date's supposed to be tonight. And then yesterday, while she's at work, a dozen red roses shows up at her office. And in the card, it says, "Looking forward to our date tonight." And Brielle's like, is this a red flag? Should I cancel the date tonight because this is a red flag? I think it's a red flag. I don't know if I would go as far as canceling the date, however. I would just... be aware. Like, I would be like, okay, this is a red flag. Let's see how tonight goes. And if I notice any more red flags, maybe it's going to be one date and done. But I think sending roses to someone's work, especially after you haven't even met them yet?
I think it's coming on way too strong.
I definitely do.
Do
you agree, Angie, in Seven Hills?
Oh, my Lord. I agree that he's definitely coming on a little too strong, but that could be because of what he read in her profile. He might feel very interested and connected with her and
now
really...
What would be in her dating profile, Angie? Like, her address?
Like, I mean, to be fair, though.
Where you can send roses?
Well, no. Most people would put in their profile the things they like, the things they don't like. And if they have common interests, then he's probably thinking, okay, we might connect very well on this date. So I'm going to try to make an effort to show a little bit more that he's more interested.
I can see that, too. Like, he's trying to stand out from the rest.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I think he's coming on definitely a little too strong, but I would not cancel the date until she actually met him and seen what kind of person he truly is before you put him down and say, no, I don't want, it's a red flag because he sent me roses. Yes, that's very embarrassing. My husband has done it to me at work. It's very embarrassing.
Okay, but we're talking about two separate things, though. I mean, it's your husband. I mean, just because Brielle is embarrassed about the flowers, that's one thing. But the fact that they haven't even met yet is what that's where the red flag comes in for me. It's too soon to send the red roses. It's okay for you, Angie, because you're married to this guy.
Even though you don't like it, that is still your husband.
Yes, true. But say that, okay, you're single, Bill, and you are looking for a companion and everything, and you're on the same site she is, and you meet the young lady, and you know where she works and everything, and you're very interested in her just by her profile and everything because of the things that you have in common. You would not send maybe one or two roses to her house to tell her, oh, I'm looking forward to our date on Friday.
Not if I haven't met her in person.
Oh, wow.
Sending flowers, that's month, 2 months into the dating courtship process.
I don't know. I don't think he's, I think, yes, he definitely is trying too hard, but I would not throw it off as a red flag. Me personally, no.
I just think it's prematurely sending roses. That's what I think.
I completely agree. I would say not to cancel the date tonight because if he's willing to spend money on a dozen red roses for a girl he's never met, I'm sure that he will get you whatever on that menu that you want at dinner tonight. I would say just go, let him pay the bill, and then you figure out if you ever want to see him again.
Yeah, I think definitely go on the date. I will agree with everybody there. I think she should go. I think she just should have her guard up.
Also, maybe share her location with a friend, just to be on the safe side.
Q104. It's Q104. Good morning. It's never happened before. Alyssa has lost Alyssa's College of Knowledge 5 times in a row. 5 games in a row.
I don't want to talk about it. I really don't want to talk about it. This is the worst week I've ever had with this game since its inception. And I'm just not happy about it. It's not my week.
We're going to play 2 more times today for big time rush tickets. So hang on. We need someone to play in less than 10 minutes. Well, this should be interesting. Ava, where are you right now?
I'm in line for McDonald's.
Very good. What McDonald's? Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Norton's McDonald's.
Very good. So have you already placed your order for food, or do you still need to do that?
I did already place my food.
Okay, so you're just waiting to get your food now.
Yeah, waiting to pay and get my food.
All right, so in the meantime, we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge and try to give Alyssa her 6th loss in a row. Ava, if you got to get your food, just bail out on us. But in the meantime, I've got your 5 questions right here, okay?
All right.
By the way, the rules, if you get more of these questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, then she wins. And if we're somehow stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number 1, Ava. Superman opens up today. It's the movie filmed right here in Cleveland. What is the name of Superman's evil arch nemesis?
Lex Luthor.
Question two. What teeth are usually the last to come in and then often removed?
Wisdom teeth.
Question three. What 1996 dark comedy movie and city in North Dakota inspired five seasons of an award-winning TV show?
I'm not sure, actually. I'm going to pass on that one.
Question four. It's the only food without an expiration date.
Food? Canned foods? I don't think that's right.
Final question. If it's 3 p.m. in Cleveland, what time is it in Denver?
That would be 12 p.m.
All right, Ava. We're all done with your questions. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. My intercom is broke, so I got to throw something in the door again. So she should be in here in a second. Are you still in line to get your food?
Yeah, I'm up at the window to get my food right now.
Okay, so they're going to start handing you food as Alyssa answers her question. Alyssa,
thank
it's
you.
Ava in Doylestown, who's at a McDonald's in Norton.
Oh, good morning, Ava.
Good morning.
And Ava went 2 for 5 today.
Okay.
So, Alyssa, you only need 2 to tie and 3 to win to break your losing streak. Question number one. Superman opens up today. What is the name of Superman's evil arch nemesis?
Oh, no. This is not off to a good start. The Joker?
The Joker.
No.
No.
That's not it.
No, I'm sorry. That's Batman's arch nemesis.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
We were looking for Lex Luthor.
Yeah, never would have gotten that, ever.
Question two. What teeth are usually the last to come in and then often removed?
Wisdom teeth.
Wisdom teeth is correct. Question three. What 1996 dark comedy movie and city in North Dakota inspired 5 seasons of an award-winning TV show?
I don't know. Pass?
Fargo.
Okay.
Question number four. It's the only food without an expiration date. Alyssa's still looking for just one more question.
Just one. That's all I need is just one.
These are some hard questions.
These are hard. Water.
Water is incorrect. Sorry.
That's water. You said food.
Food. Well, yes. Ava's reminding you of the rules here and the question.
I was just hoping that maybe water would qualify.
Final question.
Well, what was the answer?
Oh, honey is the answer.
Honey. Okay.
Final question. Alyssa needs this just to tie Ava today. Otherwise, she will receive her unprecedented 6th loss in a row.
Wow.
If it's 3 p.m. in Cleveland, what time is it in Denver?
It's 1 p.m.
You say 1 p.m.
I say it's 1 p.m.
The answer is 1 p.m.
Yes!
She
Let's
got
go!
It.
Oh, my God. It's a miracle.
Well, it's a tie.
I'll take it. I don't even care.
You break the streak.
It.
You break the streak. Ava, did you get your food yet?
I did. I sure did.
All right. Well, you enjoy that food. Hang on the line because we have some information that we need to give to get from you. We have to give you Big Time Rush tickets.
Woo!
I'm so excited. I've been a fan ever since I was a kid. So excited.
It's Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Nice to have you here. So my son, Will, he's 14 years old. And I think he's having a fun summer. He's playing a lot of baseball this summer. This is actually the last weekend for baseball.
And
when he's not playing baseball, he's usually with his friends. So I haven't seen a lot of him this summer. He's out of the house. Like sometimes, like when I come home from work, he's at the rec center with his friends.
Oh, he's already up and at him.
And it's an all-day event. You know, he'll come home, you know, like at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a sign of him having a good summer then, the fact that you're not seeing much of him.
Really, the only responsibilities that he has this summer is his chores, which is hit and miss, really. There's days that he completely skips it, and he might catch up the next day. The other thing he's supposed to be doing is reading. Because we have that requirement for both of the boys. The library is within walking distance to our house. We've got a cabinet full of books. There's plenty to choose from. But also, and I don't know how this works, but he was assigned a book to read in eighth grade that he's supposed to read for next year for his freshman year. I don't know how that works, but how do they check up on that?
Is it only one book?
Yeah, it's only one book.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, he'll have to have that finished then by the time school starts. That's how that works.
But it's two different schools and two different teachers. Like, how do they regulate that?
I honestly, I'm not entirely sure, but I do definitely remember having summer reading between eighth grade and ninth grade. However, they communicate with each other, the eighth grade teachers and the ninth grade teachers. Yeah. I'm not sure, but I do definitely know that we had some sort of paper project thing once school was back in session on that book.
I wish they would have assigned five books to read this summer, but they only assigned the one book.
I'm surprised there was only one. I always had like at least three.
Yeah, just one. And it's not a very big book. It's Tuesdays with Maury. Are you familiar with that book?
I'm not.
It's written by Mitch Albom, and it was a huge bestseller. I don't even remember what year it was. What's funny is I've read other Mitch Albom books, but I have not read
that one.
This book, for whatever reason. And it's very short. I don't know. I don't know how many pages. I should maybe chat GPT.
Are you sure that he doesn't have any other summer reading?
He doesn't. That's the only book.
Are you positive? Because he might only be telling you that this is the one book. There may be more books that even he is not aware of.
That's the only one that he brought home.
Okay.
I guess everybody has a copy. So here's what he tried to tell me yesterday. He's like, because he has nothing to do today. There's no baseball games today. He's like, can I go over to my friend's house? We want to sit and read our books.
Oh, he's getting smart with it now. Now he knows how to finagle his way into doing what he wants to do.
Oh, sure. Yes, I'm sure the two of you are going to get together
and just read.
You sit on one end of the couch, you're on the other end of the couch, and you're just going to read Tuesdays with Maury. I'm sure that's exactly what's going to happen if I say yes to this.
Absolute BS. But did you say yes?
I haven't said anything yet. I suppose I got to give him my answer today when I get home.
Yeah, you got to. He might already be up and at him waiting to get a go on.
He might be reading Tuesdays with Maury.
He might already be doing that.
Honestly, you can read that book in like 2 days. Like, it should have been read by now. Like, it should not be stretching this book out. Believe me. All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Q104. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So what show are you watching right now? What are you binging right now? Is it still Love is Blind?
No, Love Island.
Love Island. What did I say?
Love is Blind.
That's a show, right?
Yeah. They're both shows.
Two different shows.
Two very different shows.
Okay. Love Island.
Love Island is what I am currently watching.
When does that end?
Sunday. Oh. Sunday. It's like my Super Bowl Sunday.
When will they drop that episode, that Sunday Love Island episode? Like late at night so you can watch it before you come to work? Or
9 p.m. It starts at 9, so I can do it.
Oh, that's late, though.
I'm going to have to watch it, though, because if I don't watch it on Sunday night, then I'm going to wake up Monday morning and the whole thing is going to be spoiled for me.
Won't it be like a 2-hour season finale, though?
I don't know. It might only be like an hour, hour and a half. I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm ready to wrap this season up, though. This season has sucked. I'm ready for it to be over.
Really?
Yes. This has been like the worst season ever.
Oh, that's too bad.
There are no real connections. Nobody even likes each other. Like, I'm ready to, let's wrap it up.
The show that I'm watching right now is with my wife. We're watching The Bear. And I've talked about this show before. It's on Hulu. It's about Carmi and getting his restaurant going in Chicago. And I love seasons 1 and 2. 3 was just okay for me. I'm really enjoying season 4. But what I don't understand is because I try to avoid spoilers whenever I can. And I keep seeing reviews posted about how disappointing season 4 is of The Bear. And I'm not reading those articles because I don't want to see any spoilers. But I'm very curious after I finish the season. Why did people not enjoy season 4 of The Bear? Like, I don't understand.
Seeing a lot of those reviews as well. I don't watch The Bear, but I've been thinking of you because I keep seeing people not liking it, but you're saying you dig this season.
I'm really enjoying it, and I just want to finish it. I think we're halfway through the season. But it got me thinking, what TV show was great when you started watching it and you were so into it, but then it became unwatchable? It just got so bad that you just had to stop watching and you never finished the series. Like, I was thinking in recent times, these are both two shows that I've watched with Will. Cobra Kai. Like, we were so into that. Like, I was teaching Will about the history of the Karate Kid, and we watched the movies and then we watched the TV show. And it felt like really good the first few seasons. And now it's, to us, unwatchable. Like, I know that I think the last season is on there, and we have no interest in even watching that.
Oh, you're not even going to touch it.
No.
You're like, no thanks.
No, it's unwatchable now.
I know that we definitely have some shows like this. I have to think for a second, though. There are definitely shows that, like, we've started watching and then have never actually finished. One of them. Emily in Paris.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh.
Okay. 216-474-0104. So what is that show for you? What TV show did you start watching? It was great. You told everybody. You told all your friends. You've got to watch this show. And you never finished it because it just became unwatchable.
Oh, Bridgerton. Add Bridgerton to the list for me.
I didn't watch that show either. 216-474-0104. Oh, The Outer Banks. That's another show.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
I did. I watched like the first two seasons and then I fell off. So, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's the kids and they grew up in the Outer Banks. Mm-hmm. And there's treasure hunting at first and lots of twists and turns in the first season.
Also, yeah. We're really supposed to buy that these kids are kids. Like, I'm sorry. These are like... The main character, John B., is like in his 30s. You're telling me that I'm supposed to buy that he's like 16? Give me a break.
Well, that's been forever in television. I mean, Beverly Hills 90210, when I was growing up, all those characters were in their 30s. Okay, so what was the TV show that you watched?
Ooh, I have one more to add. Riverdale.
You know what? I watched that show, the first episode, based on... somebody's recommendation. I don't think I made it through 15 minutes. I watched that and I figured out this show is not for me.
You're like, nope.
I stopped watching.
Nope, that's enough. I've seen what I needed to see and that's it.
Kaylee in Elyria, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the TV show that you loved when it first came out but then you had to stop watching because it got ridiculous?
Recently, I've started watching The Walking Dead and made it through like season 7 and they killed off some pretty good characters to where I can't even turn it on anymore because it just got so hard to watch.
That is such a good one. Okay, spoiler alerts here because I want to talk about it. So when can you tell me what, because I don't remember season 7, like who got killed off?
So Glenn and Abraham.
Yes!
Is when they introduce Negan. I'm like, I can't even, Negan's such a cool character, but like I can't watch it anymore. I sob too much. When Glenn died.
That's exactly around the time when I stopped watching, but it wasn't because of that. It's just the season after that, I just thought got too convoluted for me and I couldn't
keep
watching.
Yeah, then they like introduced the guy with the lion and it got really weird.
There's a guy with a lion. Okay, I'm just listening as a bystander because I've never watched this show. But like I know that it's obviously about like zombies, but where does a guy with a lion come into this? That sounds insane.
He should have never come in, I'll tell you that.
I can't even I haven't thought about that probably since I watched it years and years ago. I have no idea the genesis of that, but she's absolutely right. There's a guy with a lion.
For some reason. Oh, my God.
That's very good.
Did you see we just got a text about the show that you're watching right now with Will? Lost?
Oh, yeah. I will fight you. I will meet you in the parking lot downtown, and I will fight you about Lost.
Yeah, Lost is a great show.
I disagree. I'm watching it for the third time with my oldest son. I still love it. I will defend that season finale.
It's a hill that we will die on.
Yeah, to anybody who wants to hear it. So meet me in the parking lot. Q104. It's Q104, the Q morning show. I feel so guilty right now. I've been texting friends this morning about weekend plans, like dinner tonight, beers tonight, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so the conversations always go to, are we inviting our wives? Is this a kid's thing or is this?
Oh, yeah. Like, what's the vibe?
And I'm like, well, I don't know. Paul has to work tomorrow. Maybe it's just us. Like, I'm sick of my family right now.
I think it's just maybe it's just how hot it's been, how sticky it is. Like, you're just getting irritated.
I've seen a lot of my family this summer. A lot of them. A lot of time, a lot of quality time spent with my family.
Yeah, I think you might need to go get a beer with the boys. Get a brewski with the boys. Just you guys.
All right, coming up this morning, we do have more tickets to Kesha. So your chance to win that coming up after 9. And we're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge one more time. The streak is over. The losing streak is over.
Thank God.
And we're sad about that. But still, it would be nice to give you one more loss going into the weekend. So we're going to do that in about 10 minutes. We have big time rush tickets. Melanie and Ashlyn is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us on. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are somehow stuck in a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Melanie, are you ready for your five questions?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Superman opens up today. What is the cause of Superman's only weakness? Also a 2000 song by Three Doors Down.
Oh, dearest. I don't have the slightest idea on that one. I'm not a Superman fan.
Or a fan of Three Doors Down?
I am not familiar with their songs, I guess.
All right, we'll move on to question number two. Where can I get a dragon-flamed grilled Whopper?
Burger King?
Question three, Aphrodite is the Greek goddess of what?
Oh, man. I don't know that either.
Let's try question four. Hey, okay. Soul... What's that?
Oh, go ahead.
Hey, Soul Sister is a 2009 hit song by what band? Hopefully you're a fan of this band.
Oh, man. I need my daughter for this.
Hey, Soul Sister... Hey, that mister. No?
I know the song. I don't know who sings it, though.
All right. Final question, and we'll get you off the hook here. It's a sweet Greek dessert, a pastry made of phyllo dough, honey, and nuts.
Oh, my gosh. These are hard questions. I don't know. I'm terrible.
You haven't been to the Greek festival this summer?
I haven't, no. I don't get out much.
All right, Melanie. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. I was going to say, I was going to use the intercom, but the intercom's broke, so I got to throw this thing at the door. And she'll be in here in a second. How's your summer going, Melanie? You're not going to any Greek festivals. What are you doing?
Not much. Working, I feel like. And we went to the zoo, so we're trying to get out there and do things.
Alyssa, it's Melanie and Ashland.
Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
You know what? Alyssa's been on edge this week because she's had so many losses, and I think that she's been a little flustered. So I'm not even going to tell you how Melanie did. I'm going to keep you. She might have gone 5 for 5. She might have gone 0 for 5.
Okay. Right. I'm none the wiser.
So here are Alyssa's five questions. Superman opens up today. What is the cause of Superman's only weakness? Also, a 2000 song by Three Doors Down.
Kryptonite.
Yeah!
Yes.
Finally, you got a Superman question this week.
Finally.
Question two. Where can I get a dragon-flamed grilled Whopper?
Burger King? A what? I've never heard of that.
I heard it's their most popular sandwich right now.
Interesting.
Question three. Aphrodite is the Greek goddess of what?
Love.
Whoa. Haven't missed one yet. Question four. Hey, Soul Sister is a 2009 hit song by what band?
Train.
Will she go 5 for 5? It's a sweet Greek dessert, a pastry made of phyllo dough, honey, and nuts.
Is it baklava?
Baklava!
Yes!
Is correct!
Oh, baby, I got my groove back just in time for the weekend.
What has happened? I mean, she's done awful this week, Melanie. I can't believe it. She's done just terrible. And today she goes 5 for 5. Alyssa gets the win over Melanie in Alyssa's College of Knowledge. You know what, Melanie? It sounds like you're working all the time. It sounds not like you're not having any fun. We would love to get you to Blossom Music Center later on this month to see Big Time Rush. Hang on. We're going to tell you how to get tickets, okay?
That is great. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.